We are learning with Sechta Shkolm, Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, and we are starting on Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, six lines from the top, a middle of the line, Chavaraya. It's going back on Rav Shimon Shita, Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda, Vashem Rav Shimon, that says, if you take an akeva, and you mafresh it for a oila, for a Pesach, for a Asham, those three kabbanas really have to be a zacha. And you took an akeva, you mafresh it for those kabbanas. The halacha is that it's not even chal kushas guf. It's kushas damim, and that's it. It's chal kushas damim, like a pedic abai. So Gemara wants to bring a makar from a pasuk for this. Chavraya b'shem Rav Yechanan, and Rav Eve bar Nagri, Yom HaKumi Rav Ila b'shem Rav Yechanan, the time of the Tanya, Psham this Tana, this Tana Rav Shimon, they said that it's not kadosh kushas guf, comes from this pasuk. There's a pasuk, which the pasuk is extra. The pasuk says, V'kol behema temeya shalei, kiv v'mena karvan l'Hashem. If someone is makdash behema temeya, the halacha is that you paid it. Now we have a pasuk later on in the parasha, a similar pasuk, and this pasuk's extra. So matam alem tmeya, what is the purpose of this pasuk, extra pasuk? To teach us, ella afilu tmeya ba'isa Hashem, that not only a behemoth tmeya is not chak to shaguf, even a behemoth that's a kosher animal, it's kosher to eat. A behemoth tmeya is a behemoth not allowed to eat. It's a non-kosher animal, but even a kosher animal, but it's not right for this carbon, it's in a keva, it's also not chal, kdushas aguf, and it's kdushas abayabayis. So learning a pasuk, filu tamei abayis Hashem, even so you tamei by being the wrong type of carbon, that is enough that shul mechal the kdusha. But the Gemara's a kasha on that, v'kasha, v'kasha v'dok, v'dok si v'hemet v'herich, it says in this parasha, that needs ha'modo v'harocha, the pasuk says, v'hemet v'hemet l'fnei ha'koyim, v'herich, at the end of the pasuk of, Yudalev says Vehemid has a Vehem of Neakoyin, and the next pasuk says Veherich Hakoyin Oishov in Tovei Ra is a Mod of Arocha. And Aloch is that a Mod of Arocha means the Koyin has to shots up how much it's worth, and Aloch is that that's only by a Behemah has Gushes Aguf. They got a Mum when you pointed that type of animal needs a Mod of Arocha. But Behemah Temeya or a Behemah that it's in a Keva, it's not. It's only Gushes Dom. It's only about like a bias. The fear of Shimon that's only Kedushas Damim does not need a Mod of Arocha. So how can you say this pasuk is teaching us that in a keva for a Osham is like a behemoth tmei and it's not chal the Kedushas Aguf because the pasuk says that you can be paided, but this pasuk is a Mod of Arocha. So it must not be talking about this. It must be something else. So Gemara says, Gemara ends with that kasha. Gemara brings a different drasha, and Gemara also has a kasha in this drasha. Let's see this drasha. Rabbi Zeir of Hashem of Lezer Loya Makain. They didn't darshan the pasuk like we've darshan before. They darshaned it differently, and they darshan like this: Ella v'm kol behemah tmei ashlo yikuv v'mena karbon l'Hashem. Again, it's the extra pasuk, and we're focusing on the word carbon. Kol she'ena really karav like kamli makam achar ena oisa tmura. Anything that can be brought at a carbon, not here and nowhere else, that is a type of animal is not chal kushag guf. For example, behemah tmei. But Yatsasana Keva, that there it's shaykh to be, the Yatsa Keva Loila, that's shaykh to be a different carbon. Obviously, in a real car, it could be a different carbon. It could be a oif, it could be a shlamim. So there, that could be, the Keva could be a shlamim, therefore, that could be chal tamura. So we're dashing with this pasuk, fakir, like the middleman, the Yamar, like the first Reb Shimon, that says that it's possible that a carbon that shaykh other places, that could be chal. And in a keva, it could be chal. It's really like a tanakama, technically. Not even like Rav Shimon, that it could be chal for anything that a keva, since it could be chal, in other places, it could be chal. Either it's like the middleman yom or the tanakama, or could be zdafka, because this carbon itself could be, this type of keva, could be a oil of mamish. But either way, in any case, it's a different drasha before. Before we had a drasha that it's like a behemoth tamea on a keva. Now we're saying, no, the opposite. That only something that can't be a carbon anywhere, but something can be a carbon in other places, like in a keva, that could be chal kedushas aguf. That's what Dashim is pasuk. But Mara's a kasha on that. If that's true, that the only way kedushas aguf chal is if it could be a carbon somewhere else. What do you do about Reva v'nirva? Rab Avim v'rabum boye kamei rab zira harei Reva v'nirva. That's behemoths that were done aveiro with these behemoths. The halacha is that if you makdash it, it is chal kedushas aguf, just as pasul and mizbeach. And they're not right anywhere. They make a tamura because they all chal kedushas aguf. So you see that shayach to kedushas aguf, even though it's not shayach to use it as a carbon anywhere else. So how can you say the drasha is that it has to be roiv a carbon somewhere else, and that is where it's chal kedushas aguf. You see roiv a venerva, even though it's not roiv a carbon anywhere, it still could be chal kedushas aguf. So Rav Zeir says, and I'll explain the drasha better. I'm not saying like that. What I'm trying to say is that the only thing that's not chal kedushas aguf is a tamei mamish. which means it has no shaychis to a carbon. Mashenk in a keva, which has shaychis to a carbon if it's a oilus oif or an ashlamim, and a reiv nirva also, if it wouldn't be dona aveira, that min is roiv for a carbon. Mashenk a behema temeya, it's not roiv for a carbon at all because the behema temeya. And that's what he meant to say at Rasha. And he's coming to the Marba that if you mafrish on a keva, fa oilo takabichal. But the Gemara says, I have a kasha in that also. A kasha, v'doksi v'hemet v'harech, it says in this parasha, v'hemet v'harech, now if you're teaching that the ikur pasul were v'hemet t'meya, and we're saying on that hamad v'aracha, we know on v'hemet t'meya is no hamad v'aracha either. So Elamai, it must be talking about this pasuk, like neither drasha. The pshat in the pasuk is, and I think Rashi and Chumash says like this also on this pasuk, that we're talking about a behemoth that was Makudosh Kudosh Aguf, a regular behemoth that was ready from his Mizbeach, and it got a mum. That's where it needs Hamadu V'Aracha, and that's the halacha of this pasuk. And if we don't have a right to either Mandi Omar before, that which are talking about Mafresh Nekeva L'Pischa. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Achas V'Shloishim Yoyim Misharim Es Alishka. They make a purchase of Gizbar when he purchases the yayin, the wine, the oils, the flour. They buy it from different vendors. They buy it once, they buy it through the whole month. But once a month, they set the price. And that's the price they get, even though it goes up in price. And if it goes down, they get a better price also, like we'll see in the Mishnah in a second. Once in 30 days, they figure out the market price and they set the Hekish's price at that. And call a makabel olav l'sapik slosos, and any vendor that's makabel to supply the Beis Hamikdash with flour. So if the makabel me'arba, the makabel to give 4 pounds for a dollar, 4 pounds for a dollar, v'am doshosh, and it went up the price. Now it's 3 pounds for a dollar. Still, you have to give sapik me'arba. You have to give the 4 pounds a dollar. You have to give more. That's too bad. You signed in, you locked in, you have to give in the locked in price. Now what happens if you locked in for shalosh for 3 pounds? For a dollar, on the arba, and it went down in price. Now you get 4 pounds for a dollar. Then Hekdash gets that also. The Beis gets that also. You sapik marba, you have to give the better price. So Yad Hekdash al Yoyne. Yad Hekdash always gets the upper hand. They always get the better price. And even further, another halacha showing the Hekdash's kayach, that even if you paid for it already, but the money is not theirs until they actually bring it as a carbon. But a Meslia Silas, if in the interim before they used it for carbonas, for menachos, the Silas, the flour got wormy. Or then it's still a lie. The halacha is the meicher takes the loss. The vendor takes the loss. He has to supply more flour or give back the money. If the wine got spoiled, then the halacha is hechmas lie. The meicher loses. The vendor loses. He doesn't have his money for good. That means that he's still responsible until the carbon actually is brought. That's the sheet of our Mishnah. And Gemara brings down a das chilekas, someone Tana who argues. Tana who writes up, Shem of Shimon, meyadu mekabel mesmeyaseim, that the vendors were mekabel, they got the money right away. Why? Because the chadam's reason, right when they get the soilus and the yayin, they make sure that the wine and the flour does not get spoiled, and we don't have to worry about that. Therefore, the vendors could keep the money, they're not responsible, because we trust the chadam as reason. Hadrin aloch, hachuma, the parak hachuma, Bli Neder, for those that finished it. Zok, the Mishnah Vayitin. The fifth parak we're starting. And Metz Hashem should be an easier parak by beginning at least. Zok, the Mishnah. Elu Hein Ha'umonim. There were 15 jobs, 15 managers were in charge of certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Shalim HaMikdash. And the Gemara will discuss if it was all at one time, or these are 15 names through the Dairis. But Al-Kabarim, there were 15 managers that were needed, that were the head of the departments that were needed in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara goes through all 15. The first one is Yechon ben Pinchas. His job was Alechisamas. We're on the seals, which means that when someone had to bring a mincha or a minchas asachim, he gave money and he got a chesama. He got a little piece of paper or a little seal, and that told the kahanim who gave out the seals how much he deserves. So he got like a receipt, basically, and this receipt said, this is much, I get 2 pounds of flour, and I use that for my mincha. So he was in charge of the chesamas, of the seals. Achia, he was in charge on a sachem. He was in charge of giving out the wine and the shaman and the silas. He was in charge of giving it out to people who needed minchas asachem. Masi ben Shmuel al-Payasas, he was in charge of the geirolos, the raffles that were done in the Beis HaMikdash to see who does which avayda, which kayan does which avayda. Pesachia, alakinim. The one who's in charge of the kinim, which are the birds that were used for the zava and the zav and the yeledes. Someone had a baby, a lady had a baby, she had to bring a carbon, or she was a Thomas zava, she had to bring carbon, or a zav had to bring carbon. They brought two birds, and they're called kinim, and Pesach was in charge of that. Who was this Pesach? The Mishnah says, Pesach is Zehu Mardchai. This was Mardchai, and according to Moshe Shain, this is Mardchai Hatzadik from the Meach HaShverish. Why was it called Pesach? Because he knew how to interpret things that weren't clear. We'll see in the Gemara on base different examples of that. Vidarshan explained them. And also Vidaya B'Shivan Lashon. He knew all 70 languages. And it was important for the one who's in charge of the kingdom to know all 70 languages, because people came from all over, if they had a baby, to bring carbon or they were Zava. And a lot of different countries and different languages. Therefore, you have to have someone in charge who knew different languages to be able to talk to them. And that was Mardechai, who knew all 70 languages. Now, the Yavitz points out that it must be that these jobs did not have to be dafka a kohen, because Mardechai Tzadik was from the Shev Yemen, and he was not a kohen. So we already had four of the heads of departments. Now we'll go further. Ben Achia, he was in charge, Al-Khayla Me'ayim. The Kohanim had stomach issues, and we'll see, they gave him certain wines to make it feel better. And we'll see, the Gemara on Beis talks about that. Nechunya, Chayfa Shichim, he was the one who built, he dug the bayrus that were there, the wells that were necessary for the people of Oyle Regalim. Givine Cruz, he was the one who gave out the call, it's time to do the Talmud Shashacha, the sun came up. Ben Gever, Al-Ilas Sha'arim, he was the one in charge of opening and closing the door every morning, every evening. Ben Beivai, Mamuna al-Pakiyah, who was in charge of the different wicks for the Menorah. Ben Arza was al-Tzalotzal, he was in charge of different clay nagina they used for the Levium. Hugris ben Levi al-Ashir, he was the conductor of the choir. Beis Garmo, of the Levium. Beis Garmo, that family was in charge of Mais Lechem upon him. Beis Aftinos, they were in charge of the Mais Ketiris. That family was in charge of making the Ketiris. Beis Elazar, he was in charge of the Allah Parochis. There were a lot of different Parochis around the Beis Mikdash. Every door had a Parochis. And he was in charge of that. Upichos Hamalva, she was the clothier. He was the one who took care of the clothing, the big day kahuna of the Kahana. So Gemara reckons the 15 different Memunim. Zok the Gemara Machlaikis, when did these 15 Memunim live? Rav Chizkiya, Rav Simon, V'Rabbanon. Rav Chizkiya, Om Rav Simon, V'Rabbanon. They argue, what's the which dar and which when were these munim from? Chad Amar Kesheire Dar Badar Balimnais. We are counting the best, the most chashuv of munim over the years. They weren't all living at the same time. Over the years of the second base of Mikdash, the 420 years, these were the 15 best munim. V'Charana, the other one, Amar Vishayu Esedar. The Tan of that dar said these were the 15 munim in our dar. Manamashu dar. He counted what was in his dar. Now, the Gemara is going to say that it depends, this machlekes will make a difference in the Gemara and Yuma. In the Gemara and Yuma, there's a Mishnah in Yuma, rather, two Mishnahs one after another. One Mishnah says that with certain families or people that were Huskar L'Shvach, and the other one was Huskar not L'Shvach. So it said in the first Mishnah there that Ben Gamla and Ben Kotin, Mumbaz HaMelech, Belonia Malka and Niknar, we know Niknar with the doors, they were all L'shvach, they were all masked L'shvach because they did things for the Beis Mikdash. One made things for the Kiyar, one made the doors, different things. And the next Mishnah says that there was Beis Garmu, Beis Aftinos. Beis Garmu was Lechem upon him, Aftinos was from the Ketiris. Hugus, Malevi, and Kamser, it says that they're L'gnai because they didn't want to teach their umnes to other people. And Pashup Shara means that all four of these are L'gnai, including Beis Garmu, Beis Aftinos. Beis Garmu didn't want to teach them how to make the bread that shouldn't fall apart, and Beis Aftinos didn't want to teach them how to make the kataris that the ashan should go straight up, the smoke should go straight up. But it says over here, if you want on the Amar, that our Mishnah is counting all the ksherim, and included in our Mishnah, in the count of our Mishnah, is the base Garmu and the base Aftinos. So look at the Amar. Man the Amar ksherik b'chol dar v'dar v'limnois, then aleihem u'aymer zeichas ha'gavracha. You have to say that base Garmu, base Aftinos, that's going back on the Mishnah before. It's going back on the Mishnah before, and Hugris Malevi also, included Hugris Malevi also. The first three of the next Mishnah are part of the last Mishnah of Zecha Sadek Levracha. Hugris Malevi said was in charge of the music. He knew how to sing well. That's what was one of the things he didn't teach them. That's what the Taina was. So it's going back to Zecha Sadek Levracha. And the whole Shem Hashem Yirka was only going on Ben Kamtzer. I think Ben Kamtzer is the one who could write with five fingers. that Ben Kamzer was going on Shem Shem Yerkam, not the other ones. And Mandel Mishabes Dar Marashadaira, then Al Kulam, who Aimer Shem Shem Yerkam. All four of those, does it say Shem Shem Yerkam, and Hugras, and Mesatinus, and Mesagarmu. Valminev Zechazar Rachel, Ben Katan Vechaverov, on the first Mishnah of Ben Katan and Vechaverov.